and it is 2 p.m. Let's begin by calling roll to confirm that we have a quorum of our members. Please answer by saying here. Joe DelVecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan is excused. Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Martell? Lois Darlene Crowe? Darlene? I know she's there. I've spoken with her. We'll move ahead and check back with her in a moment. Paul Vixney?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing a lot of background noise, a television or a meeting, something going on outside your doors. If you could please be very mindful of what's going on around you. The intercom picks up all background noises. And at this point in time, it is overriding our meeting. Does someone have a television on? Thank you. Darlene, were you able to unmute your line? Tom, do you still show Darlene in the queue?
She is still there, and I put her on mute because we were getting some feedback from her line.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Martell, have you joined the line? Paul Martell?
Yes.
Thank you. That gives us a quorum to continue today's meeting. Could you please, if there are any guests on the line that would like to be acknowledged for the intercom and for the recording, please let us know that you're on the line today.
Alex Harris.
Alex Harris, are you representing a property, Mr. Harris?
Yes, a restaurant.
Waiver number 478, yes. Is there anyone else on the line?
Arlene and Brad on the line.
Brad Schiffer?
And this is Jim Woolihan. I was able to make the call after all.
Oh, we have full quorum. Thank you, Jim, for joining.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is Brooke Robbins from for the Porter Mansion.
You're Brooke, I'm sorry, I did not catch your last name.
Robbins.
R-O-B-I-N-S.
Two B's, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Thank
and
you.
And that's for the Porter Mansion.
Porter Mansion, okay.
This is Tiago Guerra, that's using Tom, H-I-A-G-O, last name G-U-E-R-R-A. Representing 226 Jefferson Avenue for the waiver 408.
Item number two on our agenda.
Yep.
Any other guests?
Hello, this is Emily Balter.
How do you spell your last name, Emily?
B-A-L-C-E-R. I'm here on behalf of Via Cinco. Item number four, I believe I also have on the line my colleague, Matthew Amster, A-M-S-T-E-R, and I think I saw him, but I may let him check in himself if he's on, Mauricio Salazar, our architect.
And Mr. Salazar, are you on the line?
Hello, yes, hi, this is Mauricio. I'm on the line.
Mauricio, M-A-U-R-I-C-I-O?
Yes.
Thank you. Do we have any other guests on the line to be recognized? Hearing none, I'm Marlita Peters, and I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. Any other staff on the line, please introduce yourselves.
Barbara Bidlow, Jeff Sellers.
Jeff Homendani.
Tom Campbell.
Robert, Mo, and Tom are on the line. Do we have any other staff?
Chip Sellers.
Chip Sellers. Thank you. Anyone else that would like to be recognized for the recording? Hearing none. Council members, we'd like to approve the agenda as posted if you have no recommended changes.
It is Darlene. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Del Vecchio second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of Thursday, October 1st of 2020.
This is Paul Dixon. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. And a second?
It is Darlene. I make a second.
All those in favor, please vote by saying aye if you have no recommended changes or corrections.
Aye.
Oh, thank you. Next, we have the Commission's action on October 2020 waiver applications.
Yeah, this is Mo Mandani. The actions of the Commission were consistent with Council's action, so as stated in the attached. Thank you.
Thank you. Our first item to review, item number one, is the Porter Mansion waiver number 482. Mr. Sellers?
Yes. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor and attic. Project type is historical preservation alteration. Project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor and attic of a historic four-story mansion built in 1902 with 15,147 square feet. The basement of the mansion will be used as a restaurant and levels 1 and 3 will be used as single-tenant business occupancy. The applicant intends to provide vertical accessibility via an exterior lift to the basement and level 1. In addition, as per the applicant, additional restrooms on the first floor are being upgraded to comply with accessibility standards, and the basement level restrooms will also be ADA compliant. The applicant stated that providing accessibility to level 2 and the attic floor would be detrimental to the historical character of the building. The renovations include stair handrail upgrade, reworking the existing exterior access, so they can provide a lift access to both the first floor and the basement level, placing door hardware on the south entry with ADA compliant hardware and ADA water cooler. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property.
Thank you. Ms. Brooke Robbins, you're on the line. Do you have any further comments you'd like to make?
I have no additional comments, just I'm available if there are any questions from the board.
Thank you. Council members?
This here is Joe Del Vecchio. I like to go ahead and make a motion that the waiver suggests that the waiver be granted to the Florida State Building Commission on the grounds of the historical nature of the property.
This is Allison Klein. I'll second that.
Allison, was that a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public have any further comments they'd like to add? Hearing none, council members, do you have any further discussion on the property? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on the historical nature, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion stands. Next, we're on item number 2, which is 226 Jefferson, waiver number 408.
The issue is vertical accessibility to all units of a one-story building. The project is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project is currently in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing virtual accessibility to all units of an existing one-story apartment building with 4,342 square feet. The project consists of a change of use of an existing apartment building into a VRBO vacation rental property. The total construction cost of the proposed alteration is $129,181.25. The alteration will consist of making one of the 8 vacation rental units fully accessible. The applicant has submitted 2 cost estimates. Compliance for burglar access to all units may have total amounts of $136,800 and $171,112. According to the applicant, the building department is requesting that accessible entry be provided for all units if vacation rental or one is desired. Furthermore, accessibility of all units would impact flood vents, change the character of the existing side patio, and the cost for such improvements would significantly be higher than the actual value of the building itself. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred if the owner or waiver is not granted. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Do we have any further questions from anyone from the public? And we're having a background conversation, please. Anyone from the public? Hearing none, council members, back to you for a motion and or discussion.
I move that we grant this waiver based on financial hardships.
Joe DeVecchio seconds.
Thank you. Do we have any other discussion from council members? And Mr. Tiago, I'm afraid I did not give you an opportunity to speak. Did you have any further comments that you would like to make towards the property?
No, I did not. Thank you.
Thank you. Council members, if there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is granted. Item number 3, Alex Harris, waiver number 478. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a restaurant with a floor area of 5,100 square feet. The applicant would like to add extra chairs and tables on the second floor to properly social distance their customers. They are offering the same service downstairs as they would be offering upstairs. The project cost is $31,232 for the alteration. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, and ceiling grid. The applicant has submitted 2 cost estimates of $30,690 and $26,834.88 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. And we have Alex Harris on the line. Do you have any further comments?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Anyone from the public have any comments or questions? Hearing none, council members, back to you for motion or discussion.
It's Darlene. I make a motion to grant the waiver on the basis of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Well, this is Willie Hand. I second it.
Jim, was that you? Your 2 people were talking at the same time.
I'm sorry, yes. This is Jim Willie Hand, and I second the motion.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members?
Hey, Marika.
Yes.
This is Mo Madani. I just wanted to clarify one thing. I know Chip, when he read the waiver application, he did make the correction. There was a typo, or actually a calculation error in the percentage for the disproportionate. The total cost was 31 1,232. That would bring up the percentage to 86% instead of 69%. Nothing will change with regard to the recommendation and all that. I just want to make this clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. Council members, based on that, do you have any further discussion?
Yes, this is here, Joe DelVecchio. I'd like to ask a question in regard to one of the representatives. And my question is, it's been stated that this is for social distancing, the use of the second level. And I want to know, once social distancing is no longer required, does that mean that second level will no longer be used? Am I understanding that correctly?
The second level still gonna be used.
Okay, I didn't quite understand that, sir.
He said the second level would still continue to be in use.
Okay, so this is not a temporary thing. This is actually it's permanent.
Yes, sir. As long we are tenants of the building.
We did not understand your last comment, Mr. Harris. You said yes.
Yeah, as long as we are a tenant of the building.
As long as you are a tenant of the building. Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
It would facilitate us where, you know, we've been suffering with such financial over the coronavirus, and we're trying to do everything that we can to really keep the business afloat. We're going to have to make some sort of preparation up there to get the place usable. So, you know, we would continue to use the space, but we're already going to spend the money to make it operational.
Mr. DelVecchio, does that answer your questions?
It does. I'm a little concerned. I understand the financial hardships, obviously. That the COVID, but to make this a crisis, this seems to be a temporary a situation. I hope that we all believe that that's the case. I would like to reach out to my fellow committee members and see what they think, because you're utilizing a temporary situation here to make something of permanence.
This is Chip Feller. Is there really going to matter?
Hold on. I have the floor, sir. I have the floor. I'd only do this. I would certainly appreciate your comments as soon as I'm finished. Whoever interjected, I'm willing to listen now.
This is Chip Sellers. I was just trying to clarify that regardless, any restaurant could do an alteration, regardless of COVID or not, they would still meet the requirements for getting a waiver due to disproportionate costs. So we could have this project come before us 6 months from now with the COVID over, and they would still be qualified for receiving this waiver, was all I was trying to make clear.
Okay, great, Chip. I really appreciate that clarification, because that clarifies it certainly for me. And I no longer have any trepidation about it. So I'm going to go ahead and make the motion.
We already have a motion, sir.
I'm sorry.
Anyone from the council have any? I'm sorry. Were you finished, Mr. DelVecchio?
I was just saying to carry on. Thank you.
Thank you. Council members, does anyone have any further questions? Hearing none, we have a motion to grant based on economic hardship. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the motion is granted. We move now to item number 4, Villa Cinco waiver number 495.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor units. Project type is a historical preservation alteration. Project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of the historic two-story apartment building, changing use to a hotel built in 1923 with 10,740 square feet, 28 rooms.
Mr. Sellers, one moment, please. We're hearing some background noise as dinner seating. Thank you. Mr. Sellers, go ahead.
The applicant intends to preserve the historical structure, facade, and exterior design elements, change the use from apartment to a transient hotel, and ensure ADA accessibility. The renovation includes a ramp within the north side setback into the lobby in the first floor, and a new ADA hotel room on the first floor. The architect stated that they analyzed potential options to add a ramp or lift to the second floor unit, but deemed it technically unfeasible because of the ramps and or lifts would not fit within the existing staircase and would be in the direct conflict with required life safety egress. The applicant alleges that the hardship is caused by condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical and feasibility and historical nature of the property.
Thank you. And on the line, we have Emily Balter, Matthew Amster, and Mauricio Salazar. Would either of you like to speak in reference to the property and have any further comments or questions?
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, Emily Balter, Burke Hardell, Fernandez, Larkin, and Tapanez, office at 200 South 15 Boulevard, stated we're here today on behalf of Via Cinco. Very briefly, we are not proposing, this is not new construction. This is renovations of a contributing historic building in a local historic district. The goal is to preserve the structure, change the use from apartment to a transient hotel, which is consistent with the neighborhood, and ensure ADA access and accessibility to the lobby and a new ADA unit. We are requesting vertical accessibility based on the historic significance of the structure and the technical feasibility to add ramps or lifts to the second floor rooms. To support these requests, we've obtained a letter from the state concurring with the irreparable harm that the additional renovations will cause. As you can see, that's the letter. We also obtained a letter of support from the City of Miami Beach Chief of Historic Preservation, attesting to the historic significance of the structure. To support the technical and feasibility, as Mr. Sellers noted, our design professional reviewed and submitted a letter into the record attesting to same. We also have support from the City of Miami Beach building official. If you would like me to walk you through the plans, I can share my screen and do that. If there's any questions, if not, our team is available and on the line. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Does anyone from the public have any further questions or comments? Council members, do you have any further questions or comments?
I agree with the staff recommendations, so therefore I'm going to make a motion that the Florida State Building Commission grant a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical and feasibility and historical nature of the property.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have a second?
Paul Vixen.
This is Darlene. I second it.
I think I heard Mr. Vixney first. We'll take that. Are there any further questions or comments by council members?
Yes, Paul Martel. What is the required, I guess, percentage of rooms that need to be accessible, hotel rooms, in the state of Florida?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. With regard to new construction now, I'm not talking about existing, it will be one unit.
Okay, one unit for new construction for 2 to 25 rooms, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and from 26 to 50. I guess my question is based on the fact this is a 28-room facility, and there are no other rooms on the first floor that could be made accessible.
I would defer to the applicant. I'm not sure if the applicant's on the line.
Ms. Balter?
Hi, yes. I will defer to our design professionals, Mauricio Salazar, that are on the line.
Thank you. And could y'all please be mindful there's background noise still going on one of the lines? Mr. Salazar?
If he can get on the line, I can add while we wait for him to unmute.
He can hit *6 or #6 to unmute his line.
Okay. Based on the existing configuration of the first floor, what we're doing is we are adding, currently the structure has no accessibility. There's no ramps. It is only steps from the sidewalk, and then there are two additional steps to enter the main lobby. What we're doing as part of the renovation is adding ramps so that someone can access the lobby and the ADA unit. Because of the configuration of this new ramp and the lobby and the new ADA unit, somebody would have to get past the narrow staircase, making it not accessible, as well as the existing configuration of the rooms we're working to widen doorways, reconfigure sinks in the bathroom, but the unit that's existing has a confining characteristic that can't be changed because of the historic nature and because of where the windows and doors are for those units. So the new unit is comparable to the existing units, but this will be the only fully compliant room. The other rooms may have portions that you can enter in that are accessible, but it's not fully compliant. And if hopefully in that time Mauricio has been able to join us, he can elaborate if that isn't sufficient to answer your question. And I can also, if you allow me to share my screen, I can pull up the plans and show you this configuration. Like.
Mr. Madani, I think what they would need to know is that a federal requirement to have two bathrooms based on the number of resident rooms that they're going to have.
As for new construction, we're dealing with an alteration, we're dealing with disproportionate cost and all that. We're dealing with really vertical accessibility and historic nature. So those have to be taken in consideration. But when you deal with new construction, it's correct. You need two units. But really, you're dealing with, at this point, an alteration. There is no specific requirement in the Florida Accessibility Code that when you're doing an alteration, in this case, that really the number of units has to mirror what you're requiring for a new construction. I'm not aware of that. But you need to take in consideration the fact there is a technical infeasibility, and it's also there's a historic nature in, of significance.
This is Beth Meyer. So per Paul's question, Mr. Martel's question, there's one unit that is fully accessible on the first floor, correct? Just for clarification.
Correct. It is a new fully accessible unit, yes.
Okay, and then, so I guess then you have partial, you're not calling them ADA compliant rooms, you have some features that may or may not be an accessible feature to someone who is staying in your hotel.
Exactly. Per code, they are not considered fully accessible.
How many, this is Paul Martel, how many rooms are on the first floor?
On the first floor?
Do you have a layout that you can go to?
Yes, if you would let me share my screen, I would be happy.
And if you don't mind, this is Beth Meyer. I have one. The total unit again, the total amount of rooms, could you just tell me that one more time? I'm sorry.
28,
okay.
Mr. Campbell, are you able to share the screen?
I am. I'm just wondering why we are engaging in this analysis. Is it just a general knowledge that we're trying to gain? Because is it applicable to the application we have in front of us?
Well, I mean, I think there's a general concern when there are hotels that are not accessible, so for multiple different reasons. I think it was just gaining that additional insight and information, because we're supposed to, you know, it's a broader, just trying to understand why, and making sure that you have an understanding of that. I think it's reasonable, but I hear what you're saying.
We're
trying to understand.
Okay. One
at a time, gentlemen, one at a time.
This is Paul Martel, and I have no issue with the vertical accessibility issue. I mean, it seems to me that it would be infeasible or it would change the architecture of the hotel if you're trying to reach the second floor. My concern is that if there is the ability to make other rooms on the first floor accessible, I don't understand why you wouldn't at least try to bring it up. You know, I know there's no requirement for them I don't know. I understand that there's no requirement for them to make anything any more accessible based on what their cost this year, for lack of a better way of doing the 20%. But I don't understand why you wouldn't bring, you know, it up to the standard that, you know, is today's standard, which would be two rooms for a 28-room facility.
Okay. I'm gonna share the screen with Ms. Balter, if that's what the council would like to see. Just want to confirm that's what you guys would like to see.
Council member, Mr. Martel.
Salazar, the architect.
One moment, please. Council members, do you have a need to see this layout?
It will help bring light to the discussion.
I would take that as a yes. Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
All right, she should have the screen.
Can you all see this floor plan?
Yeah. I can't. Council members, can you see the floor plan?
No, it's just Darlene.
Okay. Just taking a minute to get into your screen.
Okay. It says on my screen that people can see your screen, is the note that I'm getting.
council members, if you use the wheel on your mouse, you can make the diagram larger or smaller so that you can see it more clearly.
This is Darlene. I can no longer see anything on the screen, so I will just adhere to what the other council members say. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Ms. Balter?
So if everyone can see my screen, I think it'll help the discussion and answer any questions. This is a photo of the existing historic building that we are converting from apartment use to hotel use. The scope of the renovations are limited to what is required for that change of use. There is an initial threshold. This is existing and is not accessible. There's an initial threshold to enter the front lobby and then two steps to enter the main double doors. I will share. This is the first level floor plan. As you can see, this is the front where you would enter the building. Here is the first staircase, and the second staircase is at the rear. There's no accessibility at the moment. We're proposing to add a new ADA ramp from the north side setback so somebody can follow this red line. You can enter the building from the north into a new accessible lobby and then maneuver to the new ADA accessible room. All of the other rooms, this area is accessible, but all of the other rooms currently have structural impediments to be fully considered an ADA. The basis for this waiver request is historic significance. We have support from the city as well as the state and technical infeasibility.
This is Mauricio
Salazar,
the architect.
Yes, if Mauricio, you want to add anything to that?
I just want to add, sorry I had those technical difficulties, but I just want to add that aside from everything that Emily has mentioned, the existing building has already four existing units that are hearing impaired equipped already. And we're planning on keeping those four units as hearing impaired. And we're adding another ADA unit, fully compliant. We've also requested a waiver from the building official allowing us to, in lieu of having the two fully compliant ADA rooms, that we could keep the four hearing impaired rooms and only have one ADA compliant room. That waiver has been approved by the chief building official in Miami Beach.
And council members.
Paul Martel, you can make any room accessible for folks that have hearing disabilities or are deaf. I mean, you could do that to a room on the second floor. There's no accessibility requirement or need for somebody who's deaf. I don't understand why you couldn't have made the room right across, you know, the way that you have identified as a hearing impaired room as an accessible room for somebody who uses a wheelchair.
This is Mo Madani, if it's okay.
I'm going to say this is far beyond the scope of the accessibility board, so.
I just wanted to explain something, if it's okay with you. Even for a new construction, when you have a building that's less than three stories, in fact, really for two-story motel, even ADA would not require vertical accessibility to the second story. However, they are required to have two accessible units in the first floor. This, what we're dealing with here with is an alteration. We're dealing with Florida vertical accessibility to the second floor. That's the scope of this request, is the vertical accessibility to the second floor, not how many accessible rooms are required. We, under alteration, there is no such thing. So, however, you do have before you in the code allowances for buildings that historic. and qualified to be historic building. And information provided to substantiate that from the borough state. And that's probably what you need to base your decision on, is what's provided by the borough state with regard to historic, the historic justification, along with, you know, the technical infeasibility.
Thank you, Mr. Madani. Council members, do you have any further questions?
This here is Joe Delvecchio. First, I'd like to thank Mr. Madani for explaining that. That certainly clarified it. And I also like to go on and congratulate the people from Village Cinco for taking the steps that they're going to take in this construction to make one of the rooms at least fully physically accessible and in conformance with current ADA guidelines. Therefore, I will be voting for the approval of this waiver. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from council members? Mr. Martel, you had your questions answered, am I correct?
Somewhat, but I understand the role of the council. But my role as a person who works for an agency that serves persons with disabilities is much wider than that. So I have no objections to you moving forward.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second on the table, and to grant this request for a waiver based on technical infeasibility and historical nature. If we have no further questions, all those in favor of that motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Do we have any opposed?
No.
Aye. I'm a no.
All right. We have 5-2. Tom, do we do that on a percentage basis or based on quorum?
50% plus one, you're good.
Okay. So the motion passes based on a vote of 5-2, 5 yeses and 2 noes. We are now on item number 5. Norman J. Clement Community Center, waiver number 334. Mr. Sellers or Mr. Bimbo?
Sellers. Yep. One second.
Mr. Sellers, are you on the line?
I don't hear a beep.
I'm sorry, Robert, was that you?
Yes, I can read if need be. Don't be good.
Would you go ahead, please, and if Mr. Sellers needs to chime in, he can when he can get his phone clear.
Okay. Mr. Sellers is reading it, so I'm not sure why he's not coming through. Let me, give me a second, because I just talked to him.
Thank you. Maybe his phone has been muted.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Thank you very much, Mr. Sellers.
All righty. They can hear me now. I'm halfway through it, so I'll start over. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of the community center with a floor area of 4,000 square feet. The existing building was originally a fraternity house, now being converted into a community center. On the first floor, or ground floor, there is a large room for assembly, 2 restrooms, break room, and mechanical room. The services provided on the second floor or main level are mainly administrative offices for the board members, break room, ADA restrooms, and a large space for assembly. Each floor can be accessed from outside. The project cost is $156,438 for the alteration, with $39,043 towards accessibility. In the past 3 years, $75,000 was spent on two ADA restrooms, finishes for the ground floor, and new mechanical system. One ADA parking space and accessible route for the ground floor only. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, and windows. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $129,000 and $159,100 for an elevator and the associated cost for installing the elevator. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing this property on the line who would like to make any further comments?
This is Gary Feldman, J Design. I'm not sure, can you hear me?
We do hear you. Hello? Thank you, Mr. Feldman. Okay. We hear you, Mr. Feldman.
Yeah, I left the computer because I couldn't get it to work right and jumped on the phone. No, I'm available for any questions or any concerns you have. That's it.
Thank you. Council members, mm-hmm. Do you have any questions? Hearing none, do we have anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for a motion or discussion.
Hey, Marlita, before you go to the council, I just want to make one correction. We discovered there's a math error. However, after looking at the cost of construction and the percentage, I think the percentage goes up from 65% to 73%. So we still, the recommendation is still stand from the staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Charlene, you have a question?
No, I was just going to make a motion to grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the basis of economic hardship.
Thank you. Council members, do we have any further discussion?
This is Paul Martel. I just have a question. So is who is spearheading this community center? Is it the city or?
The Alumni Association of the Fraternity House.
Okay, and who is it? And it's serving people within the community?
It serves both the university, which is a block away from FAMU University, as well as the local high schools. Everything from high school up to undergrad, the recreation center.
What are the rooms on the second floor used for, or what are they?
They are just administrative offices. People that are going to that they have within the organization that will be mentors and other services to be provided by them. It's out like an outreach program, as well as an after-school program that they can in the recreation room have some recreational events, ping pong tables, TV, computers, things like that, and. Then the people who work upstairs in administration would be basically overseeing a lot of this. And tutoring, a lot of tutoring.
Is there any office space on the first floor?
No, sir. It's just a recreation room, a large room, and two restrooms on the main floor versus the second floor.
Thank you.
Any further questions, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion is granted. And now we're on item number 6. Crenwall Corporation, waiver number 485.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. This project is in alteration, and the project progress is currently under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project consists of a change of use of a unit on the second level over the R2 occupancy, which is short term. The total construction cost for this project has been calculated to be $14,833. The applicant has submitted 2 cost estimates requirements for vertical access to the unit, which have total amount of $65,725 and $60,885. According to the applicant, all units are properly owned and they would need to purchase the adjacent units at both levels if available to locate the new elevator. Furthermore, according to the applicant's registered design professional, there is absolutely no feasible or practical way to comply with vertical accessibility. The applicant alleges the hardships caused by condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect owners in general. Thank you. Staff recommendations. Staff recommends granting the request for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship and technical feasibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing this property on the line with additional comments?
Yes, hi. My name is Charles Benson. I'm the architect. Can you hear me?
Charles, I'm sorry. I did not hear your last name.
Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N.
Thank you. And your comments, sir?
Well, I just want to make sure that you heard me, and also I have no comment, especially that the staff supports.
Thank you. Anyone from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
This is Allison Klein. I just had a question about what it's being used for currently and what it is going to be used for.
Well, all the units are older condos, so they wanted to do some short-term rental. And basically, on the ground level, there is currently an ADA room being converted, but upstairs, short-term rental.
I'm sorry, did you say that all of the units are going to be changed to short-term?
No. All the units are condominiumized, but this unit here is going to be used for short-term rental. It's separate owners out of the 20 units.
Does that answer your question, Ms. Klein?
Yes, thank you.
Council members, do any of you have any further questions? Hearing none, we do have a motion to grant based on economic hardship and technical and feasibility.
Ms. Paul Vixley, I second.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members? Actually, we do not have a motion at this time. Mr. Vixney, would you like to make the motion?
Sure.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
This is Darlene. I'll second it.
Thank you, Darlene. With no further discussion, we'll call the motion to grant based on economic hardship and technical infeasibility. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is granted.
Thank you.
Do we have any further? I'm sorry?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. Do we have any further comments, either from the public or from our council?
Thank you.
All right. We will then do a roll call. Council members, please vote by saying aye or here. Mr. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Beth Meyer?
Here.
Jim Woollyhand?
Here.
Paul Vixney?
Here.
Darlene?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
And Paul Martel.
Here.
Thank you. All staff is here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time and attention today. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and we will talk to you all in the new year.